Louise is with us. Hello, Louise.
Hiya, Chris. Hiya, guys. Nice to talk to you. We were talking about this at work, and we were just wondering why it is that it seems to get dark all of a sudden when it's winter, whereas in summer it seems to get dark gradually.
Yeah, I know the feeling. It's sort of doing that already, rather worryingly. Dave, what do you think?
This is mostly to do with the rate at which the sun goes down over the horizon. If you think about the world being stationary and looking at the sun going past you, it sort of goes up and then it comes down and then it goes up. And if you can sort of imagine it being below the horizon as it goes round you. Now, in the summer, then essentially the whole thing is kind of lifted up on the sky. So it goes up really high, then it comes down. It's starting to kind of flatten out as it goes below the horizon, and then it comes back up again. And it's rising and falling at relatively flat, which means it's kind of just below the horizon for a very long time. It takes a long time to get a long way below the horizon. It doesn't get dark very quickly. The same thing actually happens in the winter, because you're looking at the sort of flat bits of this kind of wiggly sine wave near the top, and so it's not going down below the horizon very quickly. But at the equinox around now, it's at the steepest part of the when it sets, it's at the steepest part of the curve, so it gets below the horizon the quickest. And the same thing happens in the equator, then it gets below the horizon very, very quickly, and so it gets dark much quicker at the equinoxes than it does in the midsummer or midwinter.
I'd wondered about that, actually. I'd really noticed it. Louise, you're not alone, because I spotted this and I thought, gosh, it's suddenly getting dark very quickly. Does that help you?
Yeah, it does. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Good to have you on the programme. And thank you too, Dave.